What the?
You know.
That's Pam, Jerry. She's in the study. Come on, Bill. Something's the matter.
Mr. and Mrs. North, starring Richard Denning and Barbara Britton. Listen as Pam and Jerry solve the mystery, Family Affair. The Manhattan home of publisher Philip Kirby is on the 18th floor of an expensive building on Upper Fifth Avenue. It's a large, luxurious, and outwardly cheerful apartment. And yet, it's a place of shadows. The kind of shadows that not even the bright morning sun filling in through the windows overlooking Central Park can dispel.
Dad! Janet! Hey, anybody home?
Jay?
Oh, hi, sis.
Well, when did you get back?
Oh, about an hour ago in the century.
Why didn't you let us know?
But I did. Wired Dad at the office yesterday.
Oh, he didn't tell me.
Boy's slipping.
Oh, not slipping, Dave. Falling.
What?
Oh, rather, has fallen.
What are you talking about?
Well, didn't you get the letter I wrote you?
Well, yes, in San Francisco, but wait a minute. You don't mean the woman that you're all about, the one Dad's been dating?
Yes, Linda Carroll.
Dad is really serious about it?
He's asked her to marry him.
What?
And she's accepted.
But your letter gave no indication.
Well, my letter was written 2 weeks ago. I didn't even know how far Dad had gone until he told me the day before yesterday.
Well, who is this woman? Well, what's she like?
Oh, wait, I'll show you. And here's a photograph of her.
Beautiful.
Mm, very.
Look, Janet, do you think she's really in love with Dad?
Oh, a woman like that? A woman of 27 in love with a man 62?
Well, it's possible.
Oh, don't be a fool.
And she's after money.
Yes, and she's going to get it.
What do you mean?
Dad's giving her a small dowry of $100,000. They're equally with us.
What? He can't do that.
He can, and he will, unless we do something.
Well, what can we do?
Oh, I don't know. But I do know this. The day he brings Linda Carroll home as his wife is the day I walk out of his house.
And out of his will?
I'm not thinking of that.
Then what are you thinking of?
Of Mother. Oh, good Lord, David, she's been dead less than 6 months. What's Dad thinking of? Doesn't he love Mother? Doesn't their life together mean anything to him? How can he think of bringing another woman
all right,
to you?
All right, all right. Take it easy, Janet.
Oh, David, you've got to talk to Dad. Try to bring him to his senses. I'd rather see Dad dead than married to that woman.
Janet.
I mean it, David. I'd rather see him dead.
I'll have a table for you in one moment, Mr. North.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, goodness, it's terribly crowded, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it always is for lunch. Well, might as well wait as long as... Well, look who's here.
Who?
Philip Kirby.
Kirby?
Yeah, there's the old boy over at the corner table.
Oh.
You remember, he's head of Kirby and Company, that big reprint house.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that old bandit.
Bandit?
Yeah, he's made millions out of paperback reprints.
Oh, you're just jealous. Who's the woman with him?
Hmm. Sure, I don't know.
Well, don't sound as much like you'd like to.
Oh, now who's jealous? Oh, Kirby sees us. Come on here, we better stop by and say hello.
All right.
Jerry, my boy. And Mrs. North, good to see you.
Oh, Mr. Kirby.
Well, how are you, Phil?
Fine, fine. Linda, dear, I'd like you to meet Mr. and Mrs. North. And Jerry, Mrs. Linda Carroll.
How do you do?
Well, happy to meet you, Miss Carroll.
Won't you two join us?
Oh, no, thanks, Phil. We have a table coming up.
Mr. North's a publisher, too, Linda.
Oh, yes, the North books. How nice.
Oh, by the way, Jerry, I'd like to get together with you about the reprint rights on that new Forbes novel.
Hmm.
Suppose I give you a ring soon.
Yeah, any time.
And incidentally, I'd like you two to keep the evening of the 10th open. Linda and I are giving a little party to announce our engagement.
You're engaged.
That's right, Mrs. North.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks, Jerry. I'm a lucky man.
Mr. North, the table is ready.
Oh, thank you. Oh, well, come along, Pam. Be seeing you, Phil. Nice to have met you, Miss Carroll.
Goodbye, Miss Carroll, Mr. Kirby.
Goodbye.
And remember the tent.
Yeah, we'll keep it open.
Nice people, you know.
They seem to be. But, Philip, wouldn't it be better to wait a little while before telling anybody about us?
Wait? Who more, Linda?
Oh, I don't know. Superstitious, I guess. Afraid.
Afraid?
Afraid that something will happen to us.
Now, what could possibly happen?
Oh, I don't know, Philip, but... I keep thinking of Janet and how much she resents me.
Oh, don't worry about Janet. It's just that she was very close to her mother. more than most daughters. But she'll come around.
Oh, I wonder. And what about David? What's he going to say?
Oh, why don't you ask him?
What? Dave!
I'm sorry, Miss Carroll. I didn't mean to eavesdrop. Hello, Dad.
No, son.
Office told me I'd find you here.
Well, sit down. Sit down, boy. Sit down. I completely forgot that you were getting back to Dave.
Under the circumstances, you're forgiven. My sister showed me a photograph of you, Miss Carroll. That's how I recognize you. And if you'll pardon the cliche, the photograph didn't do you justice.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, Dad, your secretary asked me to remind you of a 2 o'clock appointment.
Oh, by Jove, I almost forgot that, too.
Is it wrong?
You're right. Come along, dear.
Why Miss Carroll, Dad? I was hoping she could stay and keep me company while I had lunch. I'd like to get better acquainted with my future stepmother.
Well, it's a good idea. How about it, Linda?
Well, I...
Of course, if you prefer not to, Miss Carroll.
Oh, no. No, I'd like to stay. Very much. Oh, it wasn't necessary to bring me home, David?
Oh, but I wanted to.
My apartment's here, number 16.
All right, give me the key. There we are.
Thank you.
Well, aren't you going to invite me in?
I hadn't planned to.
I'd like a drink.
Well, I...
Thank you. May I help you with the coat?
I can manage. What would you like, scotch?
Fine.
Highball?
Right.
Make yourself comfortable. Everything's in the kitchen.
No, I'll help.
Very well. Philip tells me you do a lot of traveling for him.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, will you get a tray of ice from the refrigerator?
Yeah, sure. I think I'll be doing less traveling from now on.
Oh? Why?
Here's the ice.
Oh, thanks.
Because I've found something to stay home for.
Oh, what's that?
You.
David.
Oh, Linda.
David, don't. You mustn't. David, please, you... Why did you do that?
Because I wanted to. Because I think you did, too.
Why, you...
Is that supposed to prove I'm wrong?
Get out.
Come here.
You heard me. Get out.
Listen, Linda.
Let go of me.
I've got news for you. You're not going to marry Dad.
No?
No. You're going to marry me.
What?
I love you.
Why, you don't even know me.
I was in love with you before I met you. When Janet showed me your pictures, I knew it.
Oh, you're a fool.
And so are you if you think you can marry Dad without loving him.
Well, I do love him.
And his money.
All right. Yes, and his money. Now, you listen to me. I've been married twice. First, when I was 17, to a boy who... Well, everybody thought he was going to be a great musician someday. So I supported him. Until he met a woman who could do him a lot of good professionally. And then there was Carl. He's dead now. You know how he died? He was shot trying to pull a holdup to get some money. Money to me? Uh-oh. Well, a little blondie was staying on the side. He left me 2 rooms of second-hand furniture and a stinking tenement and a bill for his funeral. Yes, David. I love your father's money. And that's all I'm ever going to let myself love again.
Won't work, Linda.
It will.
No.
David, don't. Please don't touch me. Please don't. David, please. Please leave me alone.
All right, darling. Let's have a drink. The ice is beginning to melt.
But I can't see you again tonight, David.
You must.
But what'll I tell your father?
How about the truth?
No, David. No, we can't tell him yet.
When are we going to tell him?
Well... We'll talk about it.
Tonight.
All right, David, tonight.
But I was counting on tonight, Linda. We have a lot of things to discuss before the dance.
I know, Philip, but I'm just not up to it this evening. My head is splitting.
You've been having these headaches rather frequently, Linda. This is the fourth in the last 10 days.
Oh, don't be angry with me, Philip.
I'm not, my dear. I'm worried.
Oh, I'll be all right. I'm going right to bed and get some rest. Call me tomorrow, huh?
Linda, we can't go on like this.
David, please. People at the next table can hear.
Dad has got to be told. Look, why are you stalling? Dad'll take it all right.
Are you sure?
Yes, yes. If we go to him honestly. But if he finds out about us some other way, well, then he'll...
David.
What?
There are people coming into the dining room.
It's Jerry North and his wife.
I know. Philip introduced me to them. David, we got to get out of here before they see us. More coffee, darling?
Oh, Pam, I can't. Look at the time.
Oh, relax, Jerry. It's such a beautiful morning after such a lovely evening.
Yeah, such an expensive evening, dear. Maybe publishers like the Kirby's can afford to relax after an evening on the town, but I can't.
That was strange, wasn't it, Jerry?
What?
Seeing Miss Carroll with David Kirby at the Flame Club.
Oh, are you still trying to make something of that?
Well, I do think it's odd they didn't speak. Darling, there's something going on there. An engaged woman doesn't go to a place like the Flame Club with another man, even her fiancé's son.
Phil Kirby probably knows all about it. You're just old-fashioned.
Perhaps. But if I were engaged, I wouldn't go out with anyone else.
Hmm? Not even with your own husband?
Oh, you know what I mean.
I'll get it. Hello.
Hello, Jerry. Philip Kirby.
Oh, Phil, hello.
Oh, speak of the dear.
Your office said I could reach you at home. About that latest Forbes novel. I'd like to get together with you about it sometime today.
Well, I'm afraid I'm all tied up today, Phil.
Well, this evening, then. 8 o'clock, my apartment. Bring Mrs. North.
Well, I should talk to Forbes before
That's it. I had a long session with his agent last night.
Oh, so that's why Dave was acting as your proxy.
Oh, be careful.
Dave? Proxy? What do you mean?
Oh, Pam and I saw, or rather thought we saw, Dave at the Flame Club with Miss Carroll.
Oh, dear.
With Linda?
Impossible. Must have been someone who just... looked. Hello. Hello, Phil. Oh, he hung up.
And you'd better close your mouth, dear, before you put your other foot in it.
Oh. My son in, Miss Ryan?
Why, yes, Mr. Kirby, shall I...
Never mind.
Dad, what...
I want to talk to you.
Sure. Sit down. I was just writing Acme Press.
Forget that. Where were you last night?
Last night?
Why? Why, I... At the Flame Club.
Yes.
And who were you with? Well?
So you know.
Then it was Linda.
Yes.
Now I suppose you're going to say being out with her didn't mean anything?
No, no, I'm not going to say that.
You rotten little sneak. Stand up.
Now listen to me, Dad. Listen.
You heard me. Dad, will you listen? Old as I am, I can still give you the beating of your life. Dad, I'll whip you within an inch of your life.
All right, you're asking for it.
Mr. Cundy.
It's all right, Miss Ryan. Go back to work.
Yes, sir.
Here, Dad.
Let me help you. Get out of this office. Get your things out of the apartment.
There's something I want to say.
Nothing I want to hear.
But you're going to listen anyway. Linda doesn't love you, Dad. All she cared about was your money.
And she loves you?
Yes, yes.
And what's your attraction? My money.
Partly.
What is she going to say when you tell her that you've lost that part of your attraction?
Have I, Dad?
What did you think I meant when I told you to get out? I don't want to have to tell you again.
You won't.
How long, Dad?
And that's the story, darling.
Oh.
I need a drink.
Help yourself.
Right. You?
No. Oh, if only the North hadn't seen us.
Dad, I'll know sometime.
But if you could have found out from us.
I'd have told him if you'd let me.
So it's my fault?
It's not a question of fault. What difference?
A great deal.
How? Just because I've lost my job?
And any chance of ever getting your father's money.
Don't say things like that, Linda.
Now, wait a minute, David. Wait just 1 minute. I've been honest with you. I told you I wanted money, and I told you why I wanted it.
Yes, and you also told me you were in love with me.
Well, I'm not going to love you or anyone else, not at these prices.
Well, you should have thought of that before you ran the chance of losing Dad.
Yes. I didn't know we were running the chance of losing his money. However, I'm going to correct that mistake right now.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to go to see Philip and ask him to take me back.
You go crawling to him just
yes. And I'm very good at crawling, David. I've had a lot of practice. But this time I'm going to make a payoff big.
Linda, where's your pride?
It's up for sale.
Isn't there anything that you wouldn't do for money?
No, nothing. And don't tell me how money isn't everything. I know it isn't. But it's something. And something is more than I've ever had, so I'll take all I can get.
Linda, I love you. You're not going back to Dad.
No? And just exactly how are you going to stop me?
Whipping than see Phil Kirby.
Well, after the boner you pulled, I don't wonder. Maybe that'll teach you a lesson.
Now, look, Pam. Phil probably doesn't want to see it.
He asked us to be here at 8 o'clock, didn't he?
Yes, but that was
before... Oh, this is the 10th floor, Jerry.
Okay, okay. Might as well face the music. Down this way. Ah, here we are. Maybe there's no one home.
Mm-hmm. They'll ring again anyway, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, here's someone.
Yes?
Oh, hello. You must be Janet Kirby.
Oh, and you're Mr. and Mrs. North.
Yes.
Well, Dad told me you were coming. Please come in.
Thank you.
Is your father home?
He's in his study. This way.
Is he all right?
All right? Well, yes. Why do you ask?
Oh, I just wondered.
Dad? Dad, Mr. and Mrs. North are here. Well, now that's strange. Why doesn't he answer?
Are you sure he's in?
Well, positive. Dad, well, he's not here. Where could he have...
Miss Kirby, look the window.
Miss Kirby!
Yes! Ah! Oh, Jerry, down, look down there. On the roof of the next building.
Lord.
Dad! Jerry, we've got to get down there.
No use, Pam. That roof is at least 7 floors down. He's dead.
Oh, darling, you think he...
Oh, yes. He couldn't have fallen over this railing. He must have jumped.
Now, Miss Kirby, if I could ask you a few questions.
Where's my brother? Have you found him?
We located him at Miss Carroll's apartment. They're on the way over here now. Miss Kirby, do you know of any reason for your father taking his own life?
No.
Even a guess, Miss Kirby?
Maybe I can guess, Bill. It might have something to do with the fact that he found out that Linda Carroll was seeing David Kirby.
Seeing David?
Yes.
You mean Linda and David were... No, they couldn't have done that to Dad.
I'm afraid it's true.
Woman, that hateful, horrible woman. And David...
Now, please, Miss Kirby. Just one more question. When did you last see your father alive? And you didn't see him or speak to him after that?
No. But I heard him.
What do you mean?
Well, someone rang the doorbell about 7:30, and Dad answered.
You know who it was at the door?
No. My room is at the back of the apartment. I didn't see or hear anything more until Mr. and Mrs. North arrived.
I see.
Jerry, Bill, come here.
What is it, Dan?
No.
There's what?
You're on the floor under the window.
What? It looks like blood.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what it is. But whose could it be?
And how did it get there?
Well, that's just what I'd like to find. I'll answer. Hello, Wagon speaking. Oh, hello, Doc. What? Well, are you sure? Yeah. Well, I just saw something here that fits in with that, so you'd better get back up here quickly. Okay.
What is it, Bill?
It's murder, Jerry. Murder?
What do you mean, Bill?
Just what I said. That was the medical examiner. Philip Kirby didn't commit suicide. He was dead before he ever went out that window. And it's obvious what happened, Mr. Kirby. Your father was beaten to death in his study, and then his body was pushed out the window to make it appear he'd committed suicide.
And you think that I did?
Well, you've admitted you quarreled with your father over Miss Carroll, Dave.
This afternoon at the office, Jerry, yes, but I...
But you didn't come home this evening, quarrel again, and strike your father...
No,
by...
no.
I think we'd better get Miss Carol in here.
I'll get her, Bill.
Thanks, ma'am. Now, look, Mr. Kirby, I want the truth.
But I've told you the truth. Janet, you believe me, don't you? You
know I... Don't touch me. Janet, you don't think that I could...
All I know is that Dad is dead, and you could have killed him.
And what about you? You said you'd rather see him dead than married to Linda.
Is that true, Miss Kirby?
Oh, yes, but Dad wasn't going to marry her.
Only you didn't find that out until after he was dead, Miss Kirby.
So it's possible that you could...
Pam! Come on, something's wrong. All right, come on. Pam!
In here, Miss Kirby.
You stay out of that closet!
What? Linda!
Make it stop! Get away from me!
All right, Miss Carol. Now break it up.
Let go of me!
Then let go of her. Let go of her.
Yeah, that's better.
Oh, Pam, darling, are you all right?
Oh, I think so.
Now, what the devil's this all about?
She's hiding something in that closet.
That's a lie.
Now, you relax.
I saw her putting something in here when I came in, and when I wanted to see what it was, she tried to stop me.
All right, let's have a look. Well.
What is it, Bill?
This.
A poker.
From that fireplace set over there.
And probably the thing that was used to kill Kirby.
Yes. What's the idea, Miss Carol?
I was trying to protect David.
Protect me? What are you talking about?
Darling, I know you killed Phyllis.
But I didn't.
And when I saw the poker, I was afraid your fingerprints might be on it.
You're out of your mind.
Now, relax, Kirby, relax.
How do you know he killed his father, Miss Carol?
It was the only way he could prevent his father from throwing him out of the company and writing him out of his will.
That's not true.
Part of it is.
Oh? Which part, dear?
Well, the part about Philip Kirby's death being the only way David could keep any of his father's money. But the rest is wrong.
How, Pam?
Miss Kirby... You say you heard your father let someone in the apartment about 7:30, yes?
Well, what about it?
Well, that person must have been the murderer. And the only person with a motive to kill Philip Kirby who would have had to ring the doorbell was Linda Carroll.
No!
Yes, Miss Carroll. Janet Kirby was in the apartment and David Kirby still had his key. You weren't hiding that poker to protect David. You were hiding it to protect yourself. The same motive you gave
Bill,
David...
Bill, look out! The window!
Wait a minute. Relax, Miss Carroll. Relax.
All right, let me go. Yes, I killed him. He slapped me and I fell back against the fireplace. He saw the poker. He was calling me names, horrible names. Then he turned to leave the room and I hit him. If he'd been the first man who'd wiped his feet on me, I wouldn't have done it. But there'd been too many more before him. I couldn't stand it again. Not again.
Well, that's it, folks. We've got Miss Carroll's signed statement. I thought I'd drop over and let you know.
Thanks, Bill.
Well, Jerry and I were just going to have some coffee. Bill, would you join us?
Well, thanks. I could stand a cup.
I'll make it right away.
Oh, no, Pam. Oh, no. You relax. I'll make it.
All right, dear.
Won't be a minute.
You know, I'm glad my wife isn't here to see this.
To see what, Bill?
A husband hopping to it the way Jerry is. Dorian says that I...
Where's the coffee?
Oh, in the cupboard above the sink, Jerry.
You know, Dorian says I'm absolutely helpless around the house, that I couldn't even boil water.
Well, darling, where'll I boil the water in?
Well, in the tea kettle on the stove, dear.
Yeah, Dorian says the only thing I know how to do in the kitchen is open a bottle of beer.
Jerry! Oh, darling, what happened?
Oh, I dropped a can of coffee and it spilled all over the floor. Hey, look, would anybody settle for a bottle of beer?
The adventures of Mr. and Mrs. North are brought to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.